Spiritual awakenings result from the action of unconditional giving to others over time. As a result of unconditional giving with no strings attached over a period of time, I began having a spiritual awakening. My spiritual awakening began from my choices and actions of giving to others unconditionally over time. 6 months prior to my revelations, because of my continued acts of unconditional giving, I began awakening to a peace, happiness, and joy that I had never known before. As part of that awakening, I began realizing that the golden rule was true because I noticed that the energy and resources that I gave out to others kept coming back to me. The key to my spiritual experience and awakening was starting to practice the action of unconditional giving. The goal of expert giver groups is to assist individuals with initiating and maintaining unconditional giving in their lives. Unconditional giving over time results in the experience of becoming enlightened. I didn't have to get or understand God in an intellectual way to have an awakening. A spiritual awakening does not result from learning information, but rather from choosing to give to others unconditionally and to forgive them over time. All that was necessary for me was to begin giving unconditionally for a long enough period of time. Then I started to become aware of things that I didn't know before. My spiritual awakening involved understanding the truth in life, which is normally hidden. It began with having moments of clarity in which I could see that what we give is what we get. I realized that if I help you, I'm really helping me. Furthermore, if you hurt, I hurt, even if you're on the other side of the world. Through the practice of unconditional giving, I was beginning to see through the persistent illusion that we are all separate individuals and starting to see that we are all part of the same spirit of one. Some of us have heard that the answer to finding God is deep down within us, so we think, oh, I should meditate to find God within. Yes, if we can achieve the complete release of our ego through meditation, that is certainly one method to glimpse the truth of the greater reality of one. But an initial experience with enlightenment can also result from choosing to start unconditionally giving to other people. A spiritual experience can result as a byproduct of being of service to others unconditionally over time. It involves action, the action of giving. Faith without works, says James 2:26, is dead in the King James Version. Knowledge in itself does not bring spiritual enlightenment. It is applied knowledge that matters. To be of service most effectively, the giving must be unconditional, with no strings attached, with no motives for sex or money attached. Most of us give with an expected outcome in return. By his example, Jesus taught that unconditional giving is the answer, that is, giving with no return motive. If there is a motive behind the giving, we don't get the results we are seeking, which is unconditional giving coming back to us. If we give to others with strings attached, then others will give to us with strings attached. But if we give unconditionally to others, then others will give unconditionally back to us. That's how it works. Overall, we get exactly how we give over time. Our future reflects our ongoing choices. What does it mean to be spiritual? It means to follow your heart. It is sacrifice and service to others despite selfish desire, thereby gaining awareness of the insight that we are all truly one. That awareness does not come from religious traditions. Insight into spiritual truths come from giving unconditionally. The more you give, the more it is revealed to you that when you give to others, you are really giving to yourself. It is an awakening through choices of giving unconditionally, rather than through beliefs or doctrines. In my case, I gave unconditionally for over 6 months. It was at the end of that period that I was unexpectedly shown my series of revelations, after which I understood that the previous 6 months of my unconditional giving had earned me the revelations. I became aware that I had unknowingly passed a test, and the reward was the revelations and the purposes I was giving by the Spirit of One.